Greetings, wrestling fans. I am Dr. The Wife, and thank you for tuning in on this 4 for 4, where we ask 4 questions or prompts out of 4 non-wrestling categories. Our guest is welcome to share as much or as little as they desire. If you enjoy these interviews and would like to see more of this type of content, please hit that bell for the notification and you will see more 4 for 4s coming your way. This will be a savage experience. Our guest is on this episode known for always being prepared, being a huntress, and sharpening her claws. Welcome, Alejandra León. How are you doing?
I'm doing really good. I'm excited.
Awesome. What have you been
doing? I'm doing well.
What have you been up to lately?
Honestly, just getting through the day, going day by day. Just the same old, same old.
Trying to stay dry from this rain?
Yes. Oh my goodness. I do not do well in the rain. I absolutely hate it. This hair does not like the rain. Right now I shower, so it's nice and calm. But the moment that I step out in the rain, it's insane. Yes.
Yes. I know the feeling exactly. But you know, the good part is once it gets wet, you don't have to get all upset about it because eventually, you know, you're going to have to do something about it later.
Yeah, I just let it be. It's always the fight with my hair. I just let it be.
Yep, me too. It has a mind of its own. So, Alejandra, you've heard the rules of the game. Are you ready to pounce on these categories?
I am ready. Bring it. Let's go.
So your first one, top 4 places you loved exploring.
Ooh, so I definitely like going to the beach.
Ooh.
I like finding ways, going, you know, there's public beach, but I like going like where you're not supposed to go.
Oh, the very quiet ones.
Where it's like rocky and like, you're not supposed to go. The tides are big. So I like going there. Quick little story. I went one time when I was little, I did that and I got lost for like about 30 minutes until my parents found me.
Oh my goodness.
So I do that. I like going to the park. Mm-hmm. I like going to parks and same thing. I like going to, you know, outside of the trail and see where, you know, I like to go find if there's like turtles or like ducks and where they're at. I did to do things like that. Another thing, let's see, another place that I like to go explore. I like going to like abandoned places.
Really?
Yes. I remember one time me and my friend were ghost hunting and we went into an abandoned hospital.
Neat.
So that was scary, not for the ghost or the paranormal activities. To me, it was more scary. I was like, what about if there's like, I don't know, like other people there, kind of like that one was like scary to me.
Wow. That's stuff you only see on YouTube.
So we're trying to find different places to go and like abandoned buildings and things like that.
Wow.
But it was obviously you're not supposed to. It was illegal.
Was it in the day or after dark?
We went at night.
Oh.
So we were just carrying a little flashlight through this abandoned hospital.
Goodness. That's something you've probably seen.
It was, like I said, we couldn't see very much because it was so dark. Mm-hmm. But there was a lot of like still leftover like medical equipment and it was just weird. It had such weird little like writings on the wall and like things that I'm just like, I don't know what happened here. But it was interesting.
Wow.
So I do things like that.
That's awesome. That's really cool. That's stuff that I actually do look up on YouTube and watch and just listen to the eerie sounds and the explanation of the person going through that process as in going through the hallways and just processing what they're seeing. So that's interesting that you do that.
So I like, I don't know, like it was fun. I want to do it again because there's a trail like in Texas, like there's like this route
yes.
that you hit like different like hunted places. I always say that I want to go on a road trip where we go through all of this like scary towns or houses and things like that.
That's so cool. Yes, I'd love to know more about that when you do it.
It's just fun because I'm not afraid of the paranormal things. Mm. It's just more like I want to see if I can hear something. I don't know, see something.
So what's your fourth one?
Fourth thing, trying to see. I don't know. I was like going to like different. I want to say like always looking for like different places to eat and things like that. So I always like to explore my neighborhood and drive around and see if I find like just like a good like hitting on, you know, like those hidden restaurants that no one really knows about and things like that. So I'm constantly sometimes driving around just to see if I can find those like, you know, holes in the walls of like good restaurants to eat. Yeah.
Yeah. And they usually are the best because they take their time with their food. Not saying that nobody does, but the hole in the wall really wants your repeat business. So they really try to work hard to get that flavor that you want to have.
Yeah. That's where I'm always so ready to go. Like, and once I found it, I was like, it's a wrap. Cause I keep going all the time.
Awesome. So the next one is going to be an interesting one. Because I know you love animals and I see your menagerie behind you. Top four animal abilities you would love to have.
Oh, so many. I would love one. I would like to be a bird. I would love to fly.
Okay.
I would love to fly because it's just, you know, if you're just tired of walking, you just spread your wings and then you go. And I don't know. I always think about that. Another ability, I would like to be like a dolphin.
Okay.
And be able to swim and things like that. Dolphins are really smart animals. So I want to say like, I want to be like a smart animal and I could swim because I'm terrible. I'm a terrible swimmer. I'm not a water person.
Are you?
I don't like it. I freak out. Like, I don't.
You got to try shallow.
Yeah, like I'm one of those, like I one foot and then the other one. And then I'm just like, I don't know how I like being in the pool or the water. So even when I go to the beach, that's what I'm like, oh, let me go, not swim, but I just go and like drift away by the shore. I don't go in. And so I would love to swim.
Okay.
I'm trying to see, because I'm already a lion. So I already feel like I have that.
Well, there's a reason why lions don't jump in the water all the time.
Yeah, we're not. Like, tigers are more of swimmers, but I'm not. So, I don't like water like that.
Lions are climbers. To swim.
Huh?
Lions are climbers.
Yeah. Let me see. What other... What else I would like to do? Kind of like what bears do, you know, go on hibernation and just like find me a little corner and just like sleep for a standing amount of time, or just like be in my little cave and just like sleep and just stay there.
Yeah.
I would love to be able to do something like that. I really would.
Why?
Yeah. Just like, you know, just sleep for months and then you'll be okay. And then you wake up with the spring and you.
Oh, skip the cold. Just
skip the cold. Yeah. Or just. In general, you know, just like the hibernation, I would love to do something like that where I just like stay in one place and just sleep. Let me think of the fourth one. That was a little hard one. Out of all the animals I have, you think I have some inspiration, right? I would like to be faster.
Okay.
Like maybe like just have the quickness of like some of this like lizards, so like a cheetah and things like that. I would like to move quicker because sometimes I just move very slow. I like to be faster on my feet.
Yeah.
I don't have the speed like that. So I would like to be faster.
Okay. Those are all really good abilities. And if you put them all together, then you're a force to be reckoned with. There's no stopping you.
Oh yeah. Imagine I can fly, swim, run, and then sleep.
Yep. Because you'll be energized, you'll be quick, you'll be agile because you'll be able to fly, and there's no stopping you because you'll be able to swim. So there's no matter where you are, you're good.
Yeah. That's exciting. Yeah, I never thought about putting them all, like all those cargoes together and
I
just
mean, you'd
live
be an interesting person. Well, you're already interesting, but I'm telling,
that.
in terms of talent, you'll be surpassing what you're already doing.
Yeah.
So there's no catching you. So your next one is top four things you find most satisfying.
Huh. So one, just being at home with my animals, just like watching all these guys. I'm just trying to see if they're no, they're all hidden right now.
Oh.
But like once they're out and going and slithering around, I like to just be with them and just kind of it's therapeutic to me just to be
Oh.
with them, especially in this room. I got about 7 reptiles. So
Wow.
there's all these lights that you see, they're heating lamps. So it's
Yeah.
really warm in this room. So it
Oh.
has this like kind of not like heater, like when you turn the heater, it's not hot like
Yeah.
that. It's just this natural warmth
Oh,
in
that
this
must be
room.
so comfortable.
So it's very calming to me because I'm just watching an animal just kind of like slither around and it's just warm. So I like being here. Another thing that I do, like once again, I'm very like I just like watching animals and just kind of being like that. Like when I go to the park and I go and watch the turtles because I love turtles and then
Oh,
the
really?
ducks. Yeah, turtles is among one of my favorite like animals ever. So I'm always like doing things like that.
Oh, you'd love our turtle pond then. They always like to pop their heads out of the water, and you'd see a bunch of them.
Yeah, I was so close like a couple months ago of buying a turtle. I always said I'm really close to buying a bunch of animals, but I couldn't because they need a pond, and I was like,
Oh,
I can't
yeah.
build a pond for a turtle as much as I would love to.
Yeah.
But I almost ended up buying a turtle.
Oh
That's
my
something that I
goodness.
found like satisfying, I want to say, besides being here. Wrestling.
Okay.
But we're not talking about wrestling. Let me think.
Oh, you can if you'd like.
It's soothing in a lot of ways to
How is
me.
it
You know, sometimes
soothing?
it's just like, because I that's like my happy place.
Oh.
So when I'm rolling around and bumping and running ropes, I don't know, like I'm just in. It's different to me, like especially when I'm like running ropes or rolling around. Like I feel like my mind is like, oh, I gotta go grocery shopping. So I feel like I'm no longer thinking about what I'm doing. I'm just thinking like of other things to do.
Yeah.
So to me, that's calming too. You know,
Sounds
just
therapeutic.
wrestling is definitely therapeutic to me. What's something that I like? It's I remember, I want to say like sometimes just hearing like the morning, like morning has to sound to me. So it's like
Does it?
you hear the birds, like animals waking up, people getting up to go to work. I don't know why. Like I like the sound of like the morning. I find
Yeah.
it really like comforting.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that interesting? Like I just like the
Yeah.
sound. I don't know if like I don't know how to describe, but it's just like the sound of the morning, like
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Daybreak, and then the birds start waking up and they start chirping a little bit.
it's and then the sun's coming up, like that's I don't know, like to me, I find that soothing and calm, like I don't know, it's calming, and I like how I don't know, even hearing people like start their cars and
Oh,
go about the day. I think it's just the whole, I think it has a sound.
that's neat.
I'm trying to think about a fourth one. Something that I really enjoy just kind of doing is like cleaning. When I'm like cleaning, but I got to do it by myself. Like I
Yeah.
can't have other people. Like I cannot, and it doesn't matter if it's like, when I'm helping out, like at my training facility and I'm cleaning something, I'm just like, no, I got it. Like let me do it. And then people are like, no, let me help. But I'm like, no, I'm sweeping by myself. Like let me just do this. So I'm always like, I like whenever I'm cleaning, I like to be just by myself and just that.
Yeah, no, I understand very well. Usually when I'm cleaning the house, nobody's home. Everything's quiet. And all you hear is whatever machine I'm using and whatever it's sucking up.
Yeah, that's, I'm the same way. I'm just like, I want to be by myself. And like, and then it's not just like at my home. It's just
anywhere,
any cleaning or anything that I do. It's like, cause even like yesterday, Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah.
We all got to help clean up. And I'm just like, I just like, everybody's helping. And I'm just like, I just want to like, just do it by myself, or like, I don't know. So like getting the timing, or they're doing something that I wanted to do. And I'm just like, what do I do now? So I don't know. It's just like one of those.
No,
I'd rather, I have a process to things.
Yes. There's always a process. I agree. So your next one is top four guilty pleasure foods.
Oh, that's everything. I absolutely love to
You're
eat.
A big
I love, love, love to eat. Pizza. I always go with pizza.
Wait, I what kind of pizza? Because there's different.
Oh my God. Almost everything. I love me a good cheese pepperoni pizza. I like my meat lovers and Supreme. I always get Supreme pizza. I'm one of those people. I don't like pineapple on my pizza. I do not like pineapple.
Yeah.
And so I always explain that because like I talk about pizza and there's always like the people who like pineapple on their pizza and the ones that don't. So I'm in the no pineapple on my pizza. I absolutely hate pineapple. I don't.
Pineapple
like
is good by itself. Don't put it on anything. I agree with that. You might like buffalo cheese pizza.
I've had it. It's like I said, it's just so good. I love just, I don't know what it is about pizza. It's just, I just love it. Another guilty pleasure that I eat, and it's always bad because it messes up my diet.
Oh no.
For a solid week.
Really?
Yes. Like I feel like once if I'm with pizza, I can eat it one time and then I go back to my diet and I'm fine.
Yeah,
but this food, every time if I'm in like dieting or I'm trying to eat healthy and I eat it, it's gonna mess it up and I'm not gonna want to like go back to it. And it's pasta.
Carbs.
Yeah, because it's the carbs, because when I go to this restaurant, their pasta is amazing and they give you like this garlic bread, so it is carbs on top of carbs, and it's just heaven on earth in my opinion. But after that, I don't know what it does, but I cannot, like, it messes it up. Like, so I try not to eat like pasta whenever I'm trying to like stay healthy and consistent, because I know the moment I have pasta and just regular white bread, it's a wrap.
Oh no,
it is a wrap. So I avoid those food. Especially bread, because I don't know what it is about bread. I absolutely love bread.
Bread in all forms is so good. I understand.
It's like, but pasta for sure. Like I tend to avoid it. I don't eat Italian.
I've even tried multigrain pasta and gluten-free pasta. You always go back to the regular pasta.
Yeah, and then that's the moment that I have like the regular pasta, it is. I don't know. My body just does not want to diet after that.
It's doing cheers and it's going back to its normal thing.
Yeah, it's like, no, we like this so much. Another guilty pleasure is, I don't know if it's food, but we're still in the food category. It's Coke. Like just like regular Coca-Cola, right?
Yeah.
I don't drink soda, but I used to. I grew up drinking a lot of soda. My dad used to buy a soda all the time. So I grew up for years drinking regular soda.
Yeah.
So now I do like Coke Zero, but it's still not the same. It just doesn't have the same effect.
Not the same bite. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, and then, so the other day there was, I was at RCW. In San Antonio, and they had a catering, and I opened up a cooler. They were like, oh, there's drinks there. And I open it up and it's regular Coke. There was cans of regular Coke and they were cold.
Yeah.
You know, and I was just like, I like shut it down. I was like, oh my God, is this like, I can't have this. And it just looked so good. And it's just that regular Coke that it like canned Coke that it's just cold.
And it's like, especially they make it colder.
Yeah, it's like, it was just that. And so like, I want to say like regular Coke, it's another thing where I like, because I don't eat a lot of sugar stuff and things like that. So yeah. I feel like my brain naturally goes to soda that way.
Mm-hmm.
And when I drink regular Coke now that I randomly do, I feel like I'm like a little kid. I get like,
whee!
Like hyper, like, and then it is, I feel like it hits differently. Especially, yeah. I remember, when was it? It was like, maybe like about I want to say maybe 6-8 months ago. We were at a family gathering and they made burgers and it was just really good. And then we were like, oh, these burgers are really good. And I was like, wait, it's about to be heaven on earth. My cousin goes, what you mean? I would go, I'm going to go get you a Coke over ice. And I was like, take a bite of your burger, then have soda, and it's going to be amazing.
You were done.
So it is, like I said, just Coke has one of those, like, very much, I don't know, it's a memory, it's a vibe, yeah. I don't know what it is. It's like a family thing, yes. I don't know.
Yeah, it brings back a lot of nostalgia.
So definitely, it's one of those guilty pleasures because I don't drink regular Coke.
Mm-hmm.
So when I do, it's a wrap too. So it's and for a fourth one, I like sweet bread a lot. Here I go back with the carbs. like the like Mexican sweet bread.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I just absolutely love it. And it's when we go to a lot of this like Latino stores, they just have, it's the first thing you walk into it. Like my local store, it's the first thing, like you walked in and you go straight into the bakery.
Yeah.
And it hits the smell of like all the sweet bread. And I'm just like, I was like, I put like little veneers. I'm like, no, I'm not going to look at it. I'm not here for this, but I can smell it. It's just so good.
Oh man. So every now and then it sounds like you get a taste, but you try your best to avoid them so you don't wind up going down that roller coaster of guilty pleasures.
Yeah, some people are good at, you know, having their cheat meal and go back into their diet. I don't. And it's like, I tried to have a bite and it's just like, you have that one bite and it's just so good. And you had like another one. And then next thing you know, I ate a lot of it.
Oh no. Well, Alejandro, this was a wonderful experience. Thank you so much for participating in this episode of 4 for 4. Can you share with us where we can find you and perhaps also order some merch?
So all my social medias, if you type Alejandra Lyon, you will find me in Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Did I say all that? I think so.
Twitter, Instagram. Yeah. Are you on TikTok?
The main ones.
Oh, the main ones.
Yeah. I have a TikTok, but I haven't used it in months. So, but everything is just Alejandra Lyon, and that's kind of how you find me. As of right now, I don't have any merch. I'm terrible right now with merch. I don't have any, like, as soon as like I make a batch and then I sell out and then I don't replenish as fast as I should. So no merch at the moment that can be purchased, unfortunately. But well, maybe, you know, New Year's resolution, I'll make it happen.
Oh, it's going to happen then, definitely. Well, this 4 for 4 was epic. Please go to Alejandra Lyon at her upcoming shows. If you cannot make it in person, you can also stream it on Title Match Network or places like Fight TV. Please follow, like, subscribe, and share Alejandra on all social platforms. If you've enjoyed this episode of 4 for 4, please follow, like, subscribe, Face for Wrestling on YouTube and social platforms as well. I am Dr. The Wife. See you soon with more wrestling content here on Face for Wrestling.